Good morning, Rosalba, and welcome to our studio.
Welcome and good morning to all.
Your exhibition is the last day is on Saturday, but it was a really successful exhibition of mandalas.
Looks like with a lot of surprise behind from my side, because the aim of this exhibition was just to share with my big family, the Aurelian family, what I was busy with. And that's why my social life was so reduced, at least.
And so you just wanted to update us, what are you doing?
Yeah, more or less. No, usually I work at school, I offer back flower therapy, so I offer what I have in my hand to our community. But this was my inner journey, was a gift that I make to myself when I came to Aurelian. So I was keep working and working for myself to see where this game of drawing mandala every day as a practice was bringing me. And at the end, I figured it out with a big surprise of a lot of people coming and enthusiasm leaving super good feedback and blah, 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 that people treat me like an artist. And I continue to not identify myself with an artist. Maybe an artist in life,
It's different way as artist.
Yeah.
You mentioned in between that also on an inauguration about a month back, 160 people show up on that afternoon.
We get astonished.
Huge.
Yeah, Kalsan that used to organize exhibition in her place also was surprised to receive so many people. And she gave me the update of the number of people that I couldn't understand, of course, and because she was counting the cap, and Yama found in trouble, they have to open new cap because
there was not enough cups.
Not enough cups. So they count 160 people, more or less, she said. And I was really, wow, what a nice thing.
But not only that, your work, I think the mandalas you display, it's a work of last year, right?
Yes, I displayed just the last step of my work. And what I notice, and I'm thinking to do something also in it, to make visible what was the change happening during these 10 years. I'm not a drawer, for really. This was not my field, never. So, and it was interesting to see how working on mandala day by day, more idea came and more feeling came. So the connection with the color as well, the connection with the shape changed. And at the same time, something was changing inside myself. This is the most interesting thing. And this was
the process when you work on something.
Yeah.
Either be in physical body or mental body or on your soul or spiritual level. It's an amount of discipline and regular practice you put in it. And then it does take a leap in a quality, a change.
Agree with you.
And the levels, yeah? You started with mandalas since you came in Auroville?
Yes.
You didn't draw them before?
No, not at all. I mean, mandala doesn't belong to my culture. I come from Italy, so in Italy, mandala is, Tibet, India, we don't know.
Something exotic.
Definitely. But when I came here, I met Auro culture, and that's why
she was doing mandalas
With flowers.
With flowers every morning. Yeah,
every morning. And I was working with her in my free time. Sometime we have a gap of working together seriously every day. And this experience was open to me, this door to this unknown universe. And since then, I got inspired to let's see if what Jung and followers said, it's real, it works seriously. And so I started testing, and then the game started like that. Till arrive at certain point that with my psychiatric background, with the training in psychology, pedagogy, and blah, 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 I make the proposal to Sire to spread this system in the school. And it was funny, a couple of years ago, going to Europe. I don't go so often to Europe, just when it's really necessary. But a couple of years ago, I discovered that even in Europe, this coloring mandala.
Yeah, the color books for adults.
Not only, they start inserting in the school. For kids with a problem of attention, concentration, you know, this new syndrome that are coming up. Yeah, and in the school, it's start entering the coloring mandala as a regular activity because of the benefit that kids can get. And because of it, I start this project to insert the technique in the school. At the beginning, I try also to give a little training to teacher. First response was not good. They were not interested. But after the exhibition, it was interesting. Many people asked me to give workshop in the school. Starting with teachers, that is, I feel it's really nice and important, because if you don't have the experience, you cannot understand what it's about. Yeah, and to make a book also.
So that is interesting. You will create a book. That's really good.
Well, that's
but also, that time during the exhibition, you were holding the workshops in the Tibetan Pavilion, right?
Yeah, this is something that I offer since a long time, the mandala exploration each Wednesday.
There.
Yeah, yeah. This is something that it's an old story. I offer to all once a week, one afternoon, 3 hours of work.
Wednesday afternoon.
Since this week, again, it will move to Baraka Place, where we have a workshop space, common space that I can use for, with this proposal. And it's super interesting because at Baraka, for example, there are certain people that used to come regularly, just a few. Sometimes some of my students want to go deeper, so they start coming also in the afternoon. And sometimes just curious Aurovillian to explore what is that. And it's interesting. But this, after the exhibition, it's amazing. The number of people increase in such a way that I'm still super happy. But to be sincere, I didn't expect it, so I'm still astonished. Sometimes I pinch myself to.
Okay. Now I have more work, that's it.
Yep.
But the exhibition is really lovely, and I was surprised because I saw some of the mandalas you did before, and this is to me really a new level of what you did. You really focus, they are smaller, less color, yet they are all connected with Sri Aurobindo and the mother and some young quotes, right?
Yes.
So the quotes. You were creating mandala on the quote or excerpt of the mother of Sri Aurobindo or the other way around?
Okay. Each mandala considered, it's one of my meditation. For me, the moment I sit with white paper and start my mandala is my appointment with myself. And after the mandala is finished, only then I can see what's happened. And just because my background and what I study about archetypes and blah, blah, I can see what the mandala is telling to me and combine with the feeling that was in myself expressing on drawing. And each mandala, as you see, as there is, a few symbols repeating in each mandala. Those symbols are the ones that tell me where I am and my path. For example, the spiral. Spiral is a transformation, as well as new life, as well can be a new starting. So if you notice in my mandala, there are several patterns that repeat. And one is the spiral, one is the flower. And they choose, and between the big bunch that I came out the past year, just the one with spiral and flowers, because I was strongly feeling that was an important year for my personal transformation and blooming. And the quote came after. Okay. To make it understandable also for people. So each quote is a close a certain mandala to help the people to get what was my main message. the method that I receive, even though each one can see wherever. That is super fine. Okay, yeah.
As depends where we are, certain points that what you see, probably.
Probably, yes. But in perception is always an individual process, and I'm super happy with it. I mean, so we luckily are not all the same.
Aside from all this work and your inner journey, you are also offering a therapeutic drawing a mandala to youth, to our youth, right?
Yeah, this is what I do at school. I got in charge of 3 schools for this year. One sucked me a lot, let's say involved me a lot, that is last school. It's super interesting, our youth. and there is a lot of participation, curiosity, and it's another level of work. Usually, the past year, I was working with the little kids, like Deepanam School, and it's super interesting to see how each kid, after, let's say, 2-3 months, they start changing. They change in behavior. So easier for the teacher to manage, for example, easier for them to sit, concentrate, and so somehow they get the benefit without be so much aware. But with kids, the young people at last school, there is another level of processing. And just this week, they asked me to run a workshop of 3 days, 2.5 days. And we did, and it was an amazing journey for all. And more than that, I have a TLC, where it's interesting. At the beginning, I was working with their kids, and now they move my class. I have 2 hours just in the day that they offer other kids to come and join the experience in TLC. So each week I don't know who will be there, and I will. No, it's super funny, super funny. I'm not scared about it. And the other school that is really challenging for me was Udavi School. And
those
Udavi School.
Bioregion kids.
Yeah, and it's interesting their relation with the mandalas itself, as well their relation with me coming from Italy. So it was super interesting experience, and after all that, I decided, especially in Udavi School, I want to really make the proposal for the workshop for teacher also, to make them understand which game I'm playing with that kids, that is not a simple drawing or occupational therapy, not at all. I offered them an open door to go and explore inside. That is super interesting and works pretty, pretty well even with super small kids.
Yeah? For the Tamil culture, they already have an experience with Kolam, which is kind of...
Exactly. Yeah? Not only Kolam, imagine the Rangoli also. Mm-hmm. Imagine the Mindi that they used to do with the henna on their body. So belong to them. What I found after my research, because on top... I'm a curious person, and I'm really curious about our Dravida culture. Tamil Nadu is a special place in all India because of Dravida culture. What I notice is they keep on going with the rituals, including the Kolam, but they lost the real meaning.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to pull up again
to
is
reconnect
with the meaning, because there is... And of course, to do that, like I was trying to do with kids, kids enjoy, but they are not aware. For looks like they perceive it's an hour or a couple of hours just of drawing and playing with color. But it's not. And because of it, I strongly felt that it's important to involve also the teacher. That
sounds
can be,
yeah.
Can, I mean, what I was reflecting just a few days ago, okay, it's here for me, it's something that can enrich our educational system in terms of the integral education, no? Okay,
yes.
With this view. So for me, this awareness that we can get through ATB practice, for example, can be taken also from other position, yeah, other activity.
Mandala is more mental and emotional, right?
It's much more emotional, because mental, I promise, there is no mental in there. There is no mental. In the way I used to guide people, no, there is no mental. At least the main difficulty is leave all the mental stuff in a freezer for a while. Mm. And stay connected with the feeling of
your heartbeat.
And it's super interesting what is coming out.
Sure.
Super interesting. If you think that I used to give exercise before to let you build your own mandala, it's a really an explorative path. That is not, I mean, to color a mandala or to draw a rangoli or a column, each Indian used to do, and without any special attention, apparently. Maybe somebody, yes, but apparently looking at the amma, drawing the column in front of
like
their
just
house.
Just a routine of something.
Right? Exactly, just a routine. But for me, it's not. For me, each mandala is our own universe, where really this is a sentence that I use with kids. Imagine you are the owner of a planet. What you would like to put in this planet, let's see. And then a lot of surprise happen. and this is the process that, so coming back, one step back, just a few days ago I was reflecting on this. Till I work only with kids, I can spread the system in certain way. But if I want to really spread the system, I have to think in different way and maybe work more with workshop, where more people can learn the technique and then spread in this way.
Oh, you're planning to also engage the grown-ups?
I feel so, because if the result is so good, why to keep for me? There is no reason. I crossed the planet, you know, to put a seed.
I believe that you opened the door. With your exhibition, you show a next level of it, and I know that the benefits, the kids and the youth already feel it, so it's just a question of time.
Exactly. Yeah. So this came to me just a few days ago, and they say, ho, now let's see what is possible.
In the meantime,
to
do. You do a book, you publish a book, and
let's see, now publishing a book, it's a big word. The idea came. Now, to transform the idea in matter, I guess there is still a gap to be filled. Let's see, I don't know.
Just work.
Yeah, I don't know anything how to start. You know, writing a book on my computer, it's easy. Then, next step.
Mandalas, you're in Japan, you have one display in Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, and I'm sure you have more mandalas in the house.
No, for sure. It's not about how it's in the practical way, you know, find how to the editing or the paper and this. I mean, it's pretty complicated, I discovered, to write a book. Let's see, I will jump in the adventure.
I have an idea about the book, because the rest is just the work. It's a technical process.
Even when you have done your book and you have it ready in your computer, there are a lot of steps that are still a mystery to me. I will get the challenge, so I don't know in how long it will manifest, but one day it will manifest, I promise.
Okay, Rosalba, thank you so much for today. And see you next time with your book, right?
Yeah, let's hope. Thanks a lot. Thanks to all.